Blog Talk Radio.
You're checking out the A Money Show.
Yo, this is the A Money Show. Yes, this is your girl, Aisha Kate Girl Simmons, A Money. Callers call in tonight to the birthday party. It's my birthday. Yes, it is. 347-633-9074. Call in and party with me in the Thickums Entertainment Studios with... Hey, caller, 804-790. How you doing?
Yo, it's the big dog, DJ K-Ski, calling in with my hard girl.
Hey. K. Wow. DJ. Well, we lost my caller. Unfortunately, but I'm sure he will be back, and there he is. K-Ski, what's good?
Yo, it's the big dog DJ K-Ski on my sister's birthday. What's happening, sis? Happy birthday. Yo.
Thank you. Man, I drank some wine coolers, about three of them by myself, and no. Oh, my goodness, I just woke up. Lovely woke me up, and I was like, oh, no, what time is it? It's my birthday show.
Lord have mercy. I'm like, yo, that's crazy. When you get your birthday, you got to do it big. You know what I mean? You doing it like that. You know, let everybody know we going to even party hard. May the 18th. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. This is a pre-birthday party because the real one going down May the 18th. We doing it big out there in Dayton, Ohio. Really? Go ahead.
I said it's going down, K-Ski.
That's what I'm saying. He ain't in the building. You're going to miss it. My boy, Denimus recorded artist Snake Santiago will be in the building. Man, we got stars upon stars. Man, look, let me tell you something. Other people talk it. We bringing it to life. You know what I mean? And, yes, let me tell y'all something. It's coming from the Faith Fam, Hitmaker DJs, Thickums Entertainment. We Run the Street album volume 1 coming. Yes, sir. It's coming.
I heard
it. I got to get up with Dave, too.
He's mouth. Hitmaker.
Yeah, Dave's got to put on the album, too. You know we got to have Dave on it. It's
okay.
Crazy.
Let me know. Whose show is this? Bam!
And right about now, the A Money Show DJ, and you're on the show, A Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons, alright? Let's go! You got to wait till Well, I don't know when we're going to do it again out there. It's up to A, you know what I mean? Because she's part of the family. So you missed this one. I'm sorry, yo.
Yeah, we getting this money. We entertaining. We worldwide. So, you know, we got to give it up back to Ohio. We got to come to the center of it all where it all happened for me, full circle. Cleveland, Ohio, yes, Dayton, stand up. We doing it in Dayton first, but we definitely bringing it back to Cleveland, Ohio. You already know Hitmaker DJs is going to be on the ones and twos. My favorite DJ, K-Ski, up in this house, up in the building. Let's go. It's my birthday, and guess what? I'm going to play with the fuck I want. Boot mobbing, styling. Boot Mob all the way down in Virginia. Yes, Boot Mob, styling. Y'all see what it is. Y'all here. You rocking with your girl, Aisha K. Girl Simmons. Yep, that's right. I'm a K girl repping Ohio up here. Of course, Team Full Belly, Hitmaker DJs, lovely boss lady,
Troy. DJs!
On and on and on. And don't let me forget my Detroiters, my D-Time, my true family. I got to give it up for you. I love y'all. I miss y'all. I'm giving a shout-out up there to my mama Della. It's her birthday in a couple days. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to my cousin Gail. But, again, it's my day. Aisha's day.
Yo, did you call that man Gil Butt? His name is Gil. You call him Gil Butt?
Who is Gil Butt?
That would just sound like you said.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He always on one. You see that?
Oh, man, we got some colors in the building. 86595. What it do?
Yeah. What's good, fam? Yeah, buddy. It can't be a party without me.
You know what it is.
Y'all don't know nothing about Lovely, the sexy Lovely. Tell them where you from. This is our family. We got the family in the building. What's up, Lovely?
Man, I am representing that sexy South Carolina swagger like no other. What's good, everybody? Yeah, I'm feeling myself tonight, y'all.
I'm glad you're feeling yourself, because this ain't nothing but the best night you could be feeling yourself.
You
this is Money's birthday. It's going down on the A Money Show. All guests, all callers, haters, please call in 347-633-9074. Let me give you a slice of my cake. I got a caller in the business, 716-579. What it do? 716, stand up. Caller, you on?
Did we scare him? We didn't scare you, did we, baby?
But I thank you for calling in, representing. It's my birthday. I don't know who that is, but it got to be somebody who loved me. It must be some incognito person. Come down. This is my birthday. We got DJ Hitmaker DJs.
Hitmaker DJs.
Yeah, we in the building, y'all.
Yes, we are.
We in the building. I'm excited. I'm happy. Damn, I got drunk off of 3 wine coolers. I can't believe that. And I was asleep all day. Never again.
Here we go.
You Lovely for waking me up, because the show wouldn't have not went on.
You had to really, Lovely. You had to call me, girl.
Man, I was like, what? Who is that, Lovely?
Look, me and Sloan was trying to sing to her today. We got our duet going on. We do the happy birthday duets when we can.
Let me hear it again, Lovely.
You
want to
hear it
again?
Hang on 1 second.
Hell no.
I'm going to let you hear it again. Look, he going to run this time. Watch him.
Come here. I need my backup. We're going to sing to Miss A. We're going to sing again. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Aisha. Happy birthday to you.
Mwah! Oh, and I got kissed.
Have some chips. I don't know where he got that from. Christian and them chips, y'all, I tell y'all.
Okay, going crazy right now. She's like, oh, Lovely, love you. I'm like, yes, she do.
Yes. Don't be saying, oh, no, you know you love you some cupcakes, Ski.
Hey, Lovely, I just had to take the phone. What's up? I'm so happy to have
it. We interrupted.
We got your boyfriend on the phone.
Oh, yeah, I got Super Hitmaker DJs. He know it's going down tonight. Yeah. What's up, DJ?
Oh, yeah, what's up? What's up with that?
Hey, DJ, y'all see
what's
that?
Happening? Hey. What's happening? happening?
Hey, DJ.
What's happening?
You was trying to clown me last night in front of the boot mob. Yeah, you was talking about cupcake. I heard you. I heard all of that. But you know what? I got my mics on and all of that. My daddy said mics. You know, I got me some mics on up in this bitch.
Thank you. and you don't even know my name.
To the Rock, let me stop.
Oh, that song be dedicated to
I ain't gonna say nothing. I don't care.
How they say it in New York, I'm crushing hard, yo, son. God, yo, hard. Okay, let me get back.
What are you trying to tell us you don't have your crush, your celebrity crush? Don't play.
I don't have no celebrity crush.
You ain't
got
no celebrity crush?
Hell no, because a celebrity is a human person. And
I understand that, but I'm just saying somebody that you just find attractive.
No, honestly, I mean, really, I used to love Halle Berry until I met her. And found her cute psycho.
Shut up, lying.
Huh?
Stop lying. You got a crush on Lovely.
Or you just gonna call me out
and
like
the
that.
Line goes silent.
You know we pillow talk.
You're gonna call me out like that, okay. DJ 7, Ethan wanna fuck you, ride you backwards.
Oh,
and
God.
Ethan here,
wow.
Right.
And
the truth.
Ethan said she gonna make your Peter do backflips.
I got a caller online from 37614. I had to break that up.
How you doing, Aisha? Happy birthday.
Hi, who is this? Thank you.
This Kwame from KTV, KTV Team Stars.
My God,
yo,
is my boy. What's up? Ah!
You know, I heard y'all talking about New York. Y'all better stop that.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
I wish I was over there, though.
I know. Oh, my goodness. I'm so happy you called in. I didn't know your number. I was like, who is this keep bouncing in? I thought it was a spy or something. Like,
nah, I called a couple of times, but y'all was chatting too much. I think y'all had some Ciroc or something.
Yo, it's going down. Ciroc, that Ciroc money. That's what we got.
Did you
man, we like this without the Ciroc.
Yo, we got Miss Lovely in the building. We got DJ.
I'm
definitely proud
of you, too. I see you doing your thing, so I definitely had to show love. You're doing a lot of things. I
got to
my game up.
Thank you, baby. No, you good. Man, please, you better stop playing with these people. I want you to tell these people a little bit about what you do. They don't know you, but I know you following them. They just don't know it. So let them know who you are so they know who's following.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I got my own entertainment channel. You could go on YouTube, put K-Television 1, you know, K-T-E-L-E-V-I-S-I-O-N 1, the number 1.
Right,
and you can check out the interviews with Jack Thriller. That's from This Is 50, that's 50 Cent Comic. The interviews with Remo Green from Paid in Full, Ron Browse from Pop Champagne, and E-Rap Money with Busta Rhymes. I got a new interview I'm about to drop with Erica Mena from Love & Hip Hop.
Uh-huh.
And a mixtape as well. I'm doing a whole bunch of things, short films, whole lot of things. So y'all definitely got to stay in tune. You can follow me on Twitter, K-Television 1, Kwame Asari 5, me personally, Facebook. Just put K-StarBX at yahoo.com. You'll find me there, Kwame. So there's a whole lot of things I'm doing. And I've got my own group on Facebook, too, KTV Team Stars. And you could definitely,
yeah,
I'm in that group. I think I'm in that group already. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Definitely the only one left out. That's what it is.
Yeah, definitely. And you definitely, yeah, you can showcase your talent, but definitely look out for the new SMG I'm about to drop with Erica Mena from Love & Hip Hop. She going at people. She talking about, it's too much, talking about the Kardashians, talking about a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know if y'all tuned into that reality show, but it's definitely going to be entertaining. So y'all definitely got to look out for that. And the mixtape I'm dropping, too. There's a whole lot of artists on there. Y'all going to love it. Definitely going to love it. So.
Yo, the big dog got to get on that joint, man. Hitmaker DJs, baby. Fastest stage rising. We got to hook up with KTV. Do a
pursuit,
baby. Make it happen, Steph.
Definitely stay tuned. I got short films coming in, too. But definitely, I'm about to eat right now. I'm about to get a little stock in my system so I can get nice like y'all. But I'm definitely going to stay tuned to the show, though.
Please do.
No doubt.
You know, I love you. You keep saying you got to step your game up. You go any further, you're busting a hole in the sky. I'm trying to.
Don't stop. You making me blush right now. I'm asking. That's all. But you're doing it right now.
You doing it. You know, this family right here that you came a part of, we doing it. You know, this is a team. It's no I in team. We all put in our work. It done. I mean, I love everybody on this team. Look out for what's to come. God got us. As my DJ say, DJ Kasky, no weapons formed against us shall prosper. That's why we here today. We doing it. We on each other.
Yeah, you know, the new. That's right. We doing it big. We gonna link up with dude. We gotta link up with him. You know what I mean? We gotta get up with homie. Get in there with homie and look something. You know what I mean? We got radio on lock. Radio is dead right now because we're making DJ. We on 8 radio stations. We got radio stations. We got the Back to Basics tour we working on. You know what I mean? This family working on a lot of things. We got the Beauties Bottles and Ballers Ball, you know, parties jumping off. We got the, you know, the Diva Sisters party jump. Man, some of them are us. You know what I mean?
Entertainment. We got Juicy Lovely up in here. Woo!
I'm gonna talk to y'all. Y'all too much.
Go ahead and get you some food.
Hey, here go Boss Lady. Hey, go Boss Lady. Tell Boss Lady Isha happy birthday. Tell
Boss
Isha,
Lady, she not on?
Yes, she is.
All right, y'all.
Okay, love you. Keep tuning in. Keep listening. We going to do this again. Once you get your belly full, come on back.
Oh, definitely. I got you.
All right, love you. You said Boss Lady did what, K-Ski?
Boss Lady's on the line. She was asking me about Keith Kuzok, 12-time platinum producer. We bring them to the show. You know what I mean?
Boss Lady.
Thing.
Hey,
it's the boss.
Crazy. Hey, boss lady.
Go, Isha. It's your birthday. Go, Isha.
Uh-huh.
It's your birthday.
Good
go.
Girl.
I told y'all, man.
You know what? It wouldn't pay for us to be all in the same spot.
I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Yesterday, each, let me tell you, boss lady owed me $69.99 for a pair of Jabot jeans. I ain't going into detail.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, we ain't going to do that.
What did I do? I didn't do anything.
Well, Bum Queesha, your alter ego, your little sister in crime, owe me $69.99.
Bum Queesha was going in.
Was going in, yo.
What was the dude, the little thing name again?
Keith Clizart. Clizark. Yes,
wow.
Check him out on... Check him out on what you call him.
Program his name in my phone, his number in my phone.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
You know, I got 30-something thousand numbers in my phone.
I don't think I
saved this dude's number.
I'm going to send it back to you then because he's definitely a plus, man.
Oh, yeah.
I talked to him and I didn't save his freaking number.
No doubt, man. I got to give you, I'm going to send it right back to you then. You definitely got to get
it. It should be in the text you sent me.
Yeah,
this lovely needs no assistance. Miss Lovely needs no assistance. I don't know who I got on the line, 267-315.
That's a Philly number.
Happy birthday.
Oh.
That's
happy
much.
Thank you. Who is this?
What?
Oh, Crutch and Mutt.
You don't know my voice by now? You know I got to get my sexy voice ready.
I couldn't wait till she came on to give me my nasty gift that she was talking about. But I don't want it yet. Don't give it to me yet. Don't give it to me yet.
Here we go.
Are you drinking? You started drinking?
Here we go.
Oh, I got a jewel for you.
Here we go.
Huh?
Here we go.
Four in Love was like,
oh,
he want to crunch it much. He's going to be on your show all night, he said.
Uh-oh.
Really? I'm looking at your pictures. He had me sending everything about Munch.
You know what? You know what? I'm surrounded by too many women, dog. I gotta find me some dudes to come
I'm
here.
I'm sure it's a
Stop it.
Every man
I'm
would
like
love
like
to
this.
Have your problem.
Jeans messing up and all
love
that.
Love to have your problem.
Jeans messing up. Boss lady, Bumquisha, they killing me. I'm about to man. Let me tell y'all. Dude,
you know you love it. Don't try to play the audience to the left. You know you love this.
I loved it in the beginning until y'all started messing up nigga clothes and stuff.
Anyway.
The A-Money Show. And you guys could call in at 347-633-9074 every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I got the family online. Y'all know what it do. I got another caller in queue, 770-337. Caller, what it do?
Happy birthday to you.
Mm-mm.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear A-Money. Happy birthday to you. What's up, Shawty?
Oh,
now
wow.
You know you're going to
oh
make
me need a
God.
Drink after that.
Go.
Wow.
You know what?
Who's lovely over here blushing?
So much. I appreciate everything you do. This is Dave Tolliver of Men at Large. Of course, he has his own music out. Y'all already know I play that all the time, the single Home. I love it. Thank you, Dave, so much. We got Munch in the building. Lovely, Keith.
Munch,
Boston.
Lovely, Keith.
What's good?
My brother Dave is in the building. Look out,
what
home
up?
Is on the way.
What
I'm
up, son?
What's up,
what
family?
What up, mom? What up?
You gotta go home. Yeah.
You know what? Did that?
What?
And you know that's my favorite song. You missed all my. Okay, we got to play Home by Dave Tolliver and let the
yeah,
people know
dog.
How he put it out. Here
yo,
we go.
Bro, I got a trip for y'all. I got a remix coming. I might be doing it with Yo-Yo. Watch how
wow.
I do it.
You can't
watch
play with my Yo-Yo.
My Yo-Yo.
That's my
yo.
Baby. Watch how I do it. I couldn't get Rick Ross.
Yeah. It's the only place I want to be. You already know why. I mean, it's more than that, but you know why, though. Yeah. I ain't even got to say no more.
Please.
Yo, this your girl, Aisha K. Girl Simmons. All guests call in at 347-633-9074. We live in the building right now with your boy Dave Tolliver, DJ K. Ski of Hitmaker DJs, lovely boss lady, Much, and of course your girl, A. Money. I'm opening up the lines again. Dave Tolliver, Much, lovely boss lady, and DJ. What's up, y'all?
Man, I had to take a break after that song. Anyway.
Yo.
Okay.
Somebody there.
Yeah.
That's
hey, you
what got home do.
I think you got my little brother, Cloyd, on the line, too, because he said he just heard me sing happy birthday to you.
Cloyd?
Yeah.
Where you at, Cloyd?
Where you at?
He's not here.
He must be listening online, because he texted me, said he just heard me sing happy birthday to you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Cupcake was over here going crazy.
I feel
Cupcake on that one.
Cupcake was like, oh, my goodness, Dave Tolliver in the building. I was like, yes, sir.
Go put Cupcake. Go hide Cupcake from everybody.
Hello, Dave. What's up? Oh, shit, I'm not at
no.
What's up, Dave Tolliver?
Hell no.
You know that's your favorite girl.
I can't even talk to her.
Give me the phone now.
Like,
she all excited.
That sound like this chick I used to know named Boom Sheikah.
Wow. Got a bunch of booms up in here.
Got a lot of booms, don't we? A little bit too much booming going on.
Yo, we got a caller online, 3453. Caller, how you doing? Who is this?
This is Latrice Sexy Chocolate, a.k.a. Hello.
Oh, my goodness.
Latrice. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
How is your birthday going?
It's going well. I'm in the building with my family. You done called in, so I'm happy.
You want to hear your grandkids? They've been saying they want to sing happy birthday all day.
Okay, let them do it.
Hold on.
Jashaya, are you trying to sing happy birthday?
Happy birthday to Grandma.
Aww.
Happy birthday to Grandma. To you. Happy birthday to Grandma. To you.
Aww.
Happy birthday to Grandma. To you. Happy birthday to Grandma.
I love you, Shia. Thank you. Shia. Well, she bounced. But that was my grandbaby, just Shia, singing happy birthday to her G-mama. Not grandma, G-mama.
Hey, Cloy said to tell you happy birthday. He said he listening right now live. He said he can't sign in for some reason. I don't know. But give him a number, maybe he'll call in, but he said to tell you happy birthday. And once again, I want to say rest in peace to his sister, Sharice Cloyd, man. And, you know, love to the whole 176 in Tarkington area, man. We lost a lot of people we grew up with over the last 5 or 6 years, man. But, yeah, it's about your birthday, back on the lighter note, though. But I'm going to step in here to this little meeting. But I just want to tell you, Aisha, that you are a wonderful friend. You are a beautiful person. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. And you know, it's a lot of people out there hating on you because you are a person that's illumined. You naturally shine when you walk in the room, and people get jealous of that. When they see you happy, and they see you confident within yourself and making moves, people are so hateful. They hate themselves so much that even if they can't achieve the heights that you're going to, they still want to try and block you. And I just want to tell you that you have so much, you got so much to offer this world, man. Just keep going. And may you have many, many more years. I love you. 6 hours, love you. I don't know where you at, but I got your back. K-Ski, Munch, I'm out. I got to go in this little meeting real quick. And one love.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, baby.
I appreciate that.
All right, sweetie.
Well, that note, I must play Chris Brown, Deuces, because, you know, I love my haters, though. You know, keep on hating. Without hate, there's no love. And see, God created me love. That's who I am. And that's why I still love you haters from the boot all the way up here to Ohio, to New York, to Detroit, wherever you at, I love you. And guess what? Take these deuces on top of that. It's my birthday. Bitch! got my back. Yes, that's me. A-Money, y'all, back on the A-Money show. This your girl, Aisha Cake Girl motherfucking Simmons. What it do, people? Your lines are open. All y'all who want to say happy birthday, just chop it up. Talk to the fam. Get with me. I got a new caller in the building. Well, they from the 216. They're not talking yet, but that's okay. Happy birthday to you, too. Holla. What y'all doing? I got something in the building. Hold on. It's a caller in the building with 111111. Is that a number to play? That's my money number?
Uh-oh, that might be.
Who that?
Hello.
Well, oh, hi. Wow.
Hey, baby, how are you?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Who is this?
Got a foul giggling and chuckling.
No, what's going on? Happy birthday, baby.
Thank you, baby. Who is this? The panty remover?
what are you doing, baby?
I'm sitting up here chilling with the family, having fun. It's the birthday show. What's up? What is your name with that?
Happy birthday. My name is Miguel, baby. Hello.
This is the funny shit right here, for real.
Hello, what's so funny?
Yo, you ain't told us your name yet.
I said Manguel, Manguel, baby.
Manguel, tell you.
How are you, baby?
I'm doing well. How
you
doing?
You,
did you?
I'm fine.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I'm fine, baby. You're older, baby. You're older, baby. Happy birthday, baby.
Oh, thank you, honey. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, what I would like to do is, happy birthday to you, baby.
Well, on that note, let me put you in on a little something. It's called The Drop. This is from Six Eyes Music. My boy, I love you.
Yo, what up? This is Six Eyes. You're checking out the A-Money Show.
Sometimes this is my shiz nizzle right here. I love this song. Keisha Cole, you need to come out to one of our events. It's going down, especially on May 18th in Dayton, Ohio, 212 Ludlow Street. Keisha Cole, you need to come through. We got ballers in the building. We got stars in the building, sexy people in the building. We just going to give y'all a little sample. Keisha Cole, Sometimes.
Watching your life. In your eyes they may see dreams and hopes and aspirations that might help them want to carry on fighting their fight. In the night they lay and think about maybe one day making it out, 'cause sure they have you to follow to. Maybe one day making it out.
feeling all in love right now. Charlie Wilson, there goes my baby. I got a crush on somebody. I'm not even telling. But then again, my doors are open. Yes, they are. There Goes My Baby. There Goes My Baby by Charlie Wilson.
I was rolling in my car when I pulled up at the mall. Couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet. I was only about to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce, and then I saw Miss Lady. Then I said to myself,
there goes my baby.
Oh, 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 oh.
My,
my destiny only is one for me. There goes my baby. Pretty little thing, a couple of bags in her hand, right in front of Macy's.
That's where I'm picking up hands.
Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on a cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, take her to the cookout.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna
take her to my mama house.
Hope
she need a head done.
My cousin can.
I'll treat her like a queen. Give her everything.
She will be my girl till we're old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her love and love that. Some of your time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Again, you're back with your girl, Aisha Cake Girl Simmons. This is the A Money Show. Yes, and we're having fun here. We're partying for my birthday. Don't ask me how young I am because I won't tell you, but you can call in and speak with me and the special guest that's in the building, but you must call in to find out who that will be at 347-633-9074. This is your girl, Aisha K. Girl Simmons, every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We putting it down in the building here. I got my family in the building. Here make J's boss lady, lovely, munch after dark. What's that about, Munch After Dark? Y'all want to know, you must ask her so she can give you your information. We got Boss Lady Grusselhar Radio family up in the building, and we got Manguel, oh my goodness, I'm opening up the lines. I still don't know who Manguel is, but in any rate, hello family.
Yeah.
Yo, yo.
Hey,
good?
Honey, well, you know I'm about to hang up, but I'll be back, one of my breaks, I'll be back to see how you doing.
Okay, love you very much for calling in. You
love
know
you
I love you.
Love y'all. Love you, family. See y'all later.
Boss! Boss!
Yo.
What's up, Manguel?
No, this is Six Eyes. Happy birthday. What's going on?
Oh.
Hey, Six Eyes Music, Six Eyes
Radio. Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
All right. Hey, look, I got to get ready. I got a minute before I go on air, but it's called to tell you happy birthday, and I'll talk with you later. But happy birthday. Thank you.
Make sure you tell Cloyd I said I love him, too.
All right, I got you. All right, I'll talk with y'all later.
All right, babe. I'm
about to go on air. If y'all miss me, check out the archive show, Six Eyes Radio.
That's right, Six Eyes Radio.
Go.
All right, peace.
Peace. So.
Peace to the Middle East. I
DJ K-Skate. Casey.
I'm
back to your hidden crush.
I don't have a hidden crush.
Ooh.
It is what it is. Lovely, know I love her. I mean, it is what it is. The one scared of commitment. You feel me?
Ooh,
I am not scared
of commitment. Is he going to put me on Front Street?
And lovely going to let you put me on the spot. You know what?
Well, how was I supposed to say? I was shocked. Don't be telling my lovely let you.
Wow.
We all grown.
She always say, I got your back no matter what, boo, or whatever. Now you can land on me. She ain't saying nothing. Don't
but look here, but hold on, because I was in shock. Don't be hating on me. Because you know it's family. You hating. Ooh.
A Money Show. This is a love connection that's going to be brought out here on the A Money Show.
Here, really? So y'all just going to put me on Front Street. Ooh, where we do that at?
Made a love connection. Caller 585-815. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, baby? This is T-I-M-P. Ooh, blue flag, baby. I want to see you to happy birthday.
Caller 585-815, this is who?
Uh-oh,
pardon me?
T-I-M-P.
T-I-M-P. Do I know you?
Pimpin', baby. Pimpin', Big Pimpin', what's up with you? Happy birthday.
What's up, Big Pimpin'? Oh, Lord have mercy. Stop playing with me, Jeff.
Wow.
Stop playing with me. Some Big Pimpin'. Thank you. I love you. What y'all doing down there in New York?
I ain't doing nothing but, you know, chilling, taking care of the bills, and, you know, living life, eating good. That's
y'all better pop bottles and send all my money for my birthday. I want my money.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Wow.
We coming down on the 17th.
What?
I said we coming down on the 17th.
That's of May. That's of May.
I might
okay.
Be at home.
Ballers ball
yeah.
In the house, 716. That is Keith Lavin again?
I ain't saying nothing, family. Yo.
My daughter, she on the line, too. You guys talked to my daughter before. Her name is Latrice.
That ain't the name I know her by.
See?
What you know about? Little Mama Chocolate, something she said?
Little Mama. Little Mama.
Oh, my goodness. That ain't Shani Flip Your Bangs.
I know. That's Little Mama. Little Mama. Little Mama, Mama, Mama.
Latrice.
Yeah.
Make sure you go next door and tell my bestie I said hello, happy anniversary, and happy birthday because we got the same birthdays. And again, I must let y'all know a little something about me. My best friend, my sister, she passed away some years ago. Her name was Lynn Day. Actually, today is her birthday and mine. We have the same birthday. And my mother-in-law, Daisy Simmons' birthday as well, April 12th. Wow, had some good women, you know, born on this day, and two of them are not here with us. So I also dedicate this show to the ones that we have lost and so near and dear to our heart. You know, God knows best. He knows what he's doing. It's his plan. It's not ours. So all I could do is say that I miss them. I love them.
wish they was here with me. They're not, so I'm going to try to do better to be better, especially here on the A-Money Show. And you can call in at 347-633-9074. That's every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and sometimes Sunday. Yes, I might come on Sunday, chop it up a little bit with everybody. And I got to give a special shout-out to my girl, Kay Lexi. She's doing it big in Ohio with the networking school and all of that stuff like that. I want her to get connected with some of the family as well. Kay Lexi, that's her name. You can find her on Facebook as well. I love everybody. I just love everybody. Again, I got to give a special shout-out to all of the haters. Y'all know I love y'all. Come by. Take a drink, get some food, sit on my white plush leather, and let's chop it up, see what's going on. And let me give you a little bit of this from Jay Holiday, Suffocate Yourself.
Even though I try to play it off, I'm thinking about you all day long, and I can't wait for Shawty to come through. From your lips and back up to your eyes, my hands on your hips, when we I'm fantasizing about what I'm gonna do to you. Got me feeling for her love, can't lie. Man, you should see how she got me spending all this time with her. And I could leave her if I wanted to. Her love turns me into fools. Tell me what. Can't breathe when you're touching me. I suffocate when you're away from me. So much love you take from me, I'm going out of my mind. I can't breathe when you talk to me. I can't breathe when you're touching me. I suffocate when you're away from me. So much love you take from me, I'm going out of my mind.
Whenever we up in this bed, my fingers all in your hair, I wonder if you feel me watching you. Cause I can't go a night without your loving. Got me looking at this phone every time it rings, I hope it's you, girl. Got me bracing for your love and I falling for you, I can't lie. I just wanna be with you. And yes, she got me there, I said it. Somebody call the paramedic, tell them to hurry up and come through. When you're touching me,
I have a caller online, 216-797. How you doing?
I'm doing just great. Happy birthday, cuz.
Much
love to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Which cousin of this is mine?
This is Suki.
Oh, Oh, my God. Hello, Suki. How are you? I love you.
I love you, too. I'm just sitting back, chilling, enjoying your radio show. It's slamming.
Thank you.
It.
I'm so glad that you are sitting back, chilling, and listening on my birthday, especially.
Yes. I wanted to see you, but we'll get together.
We will. We got to do this soon. Like, we keep on saying we're going to connect, and we never do. And I'm in Ohio.
So we don't connect.
Yes.
Yeah.
The thing about it, I'm in Ohio. I'm less than 5 minutes away from you. We keep zooming by, picking up Najla, and keeping it moving. That's not right.
But, you know, I'm glad that you and Najla kick it. I really am. I love that.
I know.
And I just thought I would call you on your birthday and just say happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. You sound just like my mom. That's scary.
Oh, that was my cousin.
I know.
Number one, two sisters,
her
babies.
Yep, Suki and Tuki, her favorite. Now, how did y'all get these names, Suki and Tuki?
Well, I don't know how Tuki got hers. Mine came from my grandfather, which was my father's father. He had a friend who was Oriental, and her name was Sukiyaki, too. He wanted Suki to be my name. Of course, my dad said, get real. And they compromised, and it became my nickname.
Aww. Now, also, cuz, what is the history? You know, what are we? We got all these funny skin people in the family, funny hair, blonde hair. Black people born with blonde hair, skin as white as a whistle. Can you tell the A Money Show, the callers, everybody listening, why and what is really good with this family?
Well, we're blessed for number one.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little taste of everybody. My grandmother was her mom was Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather was pure Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And on my dad's side, there's Indians and slaves. So, you know, and then through the generations, they married Puerto Ricans. So that's in the blood. You know, we got a little dip of everybody.
Okay.
Which makes us so unique.
Yes. So, wow. I can't
see,
be mad at the haters because they hate me all across the board. They hating the Indian side of me, the Dutch side of me, the white side of me, the crazy side of me.
Well, you know, it's like this. When a situation calls for it, your ancestors will step out into you and
mm-hmm.
help you do what you have to do. So, when you're dealing with the Caucasian, if your Caucasian side have to step out, it will step out along with the Indian, African, and everything else.
Well, okay. Thank you for all of that love. I love listening to the background and the history of how I came about. And, of course, you
yeah.
know, my history. So when I get with you and learn things about myself, it is just a blessing. Sometimes I tear up, you know, but it be tears of joy, take over the sadness, because it is knowledge. And now, without knowledge of oneself, we are dead. We don't know nothing, because if you don't know yourself, how could you move forward in the world? You always lost. You always study turning and twining. People study stabbing at you, and you don't know why. You know what I'm saying? So you need someone there to let you know. It's always got to be history and knowledge of oneself. And that's why, people, you must start at home with teaching your children your family history. That is so important. It's so important medically, physically, and spiritually. You must start doing this. And we as a black people, we must really start doing that.
Exactly.
We got Lovely still in the building.
Yep.
Latrice is on here. Latrice, meet your cousin Suki. Hear her. They party in the background. I'm not even in New York.
Tell her I love them all.
Yeah, my girl, her name is Lovely.
She's in the building too.
Yes,
and I would
ma'am.
Love
hey,
calling
how are
to
you?
Her.
Yes,
I'm doing just great.
Good. It's good to meet extended fam.
Yes. Oh my goodness. This was one of my mother's favorite. My mother always talked about her and Tuki. So, you know, the names never left my mind. And then it's so funny, it's like we live like maybe less than 5 minutes away from each other. It's crazy. It's crazy. I got to go over there and we got to sit up and eat some Dutch food, some Chinese food, some Caucasian food, some African Buddhist scratcher food.
Definitely.
Oh, wow. I'm like, I need to make a road trip for real.
Yes, it's going down May 18th in the building. Lovely is coming up from South Carolina to party
yes,
with us.
Ma'am.
Also jumping into the vehicles and going back because she's having a party, too, on May 19th. Lovely, let them know what it is with your party.
May 19th, Simpsonville, South Carolina, Rec Center. Y'all, we got the Diva Sisters of Radio, all blackout affair. No tennis shoes. I don't want to see no wife beaters, no none of that. Come dressed nicely, please, gentlemen and ladies. We're going to have a blast. We're going to throw it back 25 and older, y'all. We're going to have some fun. We got people coming in from out of town. We got people in town. It's going to be the event to see. And we got some good food going on at that event, man. Oof. It's going to be something serious.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I got to get 2 snaps up to my girl Joanne down there in South Carolina. I'm going to have to connect y'all because she is what it do down there on the catering side. She does it all. She
I already
is.
Know Joanne.
You know Joanne?
Yes, ma'am.
My
Joanne.
Best friend.
Really?
Yep, that's my best friend. She's from
I
New
love
York.
Her.
Yep. She's the caterer. She's the one you want to get with. When I tell you she get in the kitchen, you talking about cooking for 100 people, less than an hour, that food is done, hot, ready, and good. You don't hear nobody talking. Nobody talking. They on the floor dancing, eating Joanne's food.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still rocking with the macaroni and cheese. I don't care.
That
my macaroni is.
Sorry.
I'm going to play this for my cousin Suki. It's by Keisha Cole. Thank you, Lord. That's how I'm feeling right now. And as usual, always, this is an A-Money show every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You can call in at 347-633-9074. Cousin, I appreciate you sitting in, chilling with us. I know you're not feeling well. Kiss the kids. Kiss Najla. I love y'all. This is for my family. Yes, that was Keisha Cole with Thank You, Lord. I love that song.
Yeah,
I really do.
Wonderful.
My lines are open. Lovely. In the
yeah.
field, Little Mama, Suki. And how is everybody doing? I am so appreciative for y'all hanging out with me on my birthday. It feels so good. This is a precious moment for me. I love you all.
We love you too, hon.
Thank you. Just
glad that we're able to celebrate you. Take a day out just to celebrate you. You know, that's an awesome thing. But I think you need more than a day. So when we come
exactly.
down on the 18th, I think I'm gonna bring a surprise. That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Listen, is it Rick Ross, the boss?
I don't have that big of a surprise, but it's just so
well. Well, now, it got to be DJ 7, the great. You know that's my crush, Hargroove.
I know that. I've been noticing. I ain't said nothing.
I can't do nothing but sigh, cousin. Cousin, I got to show you his picture. He is gorgeous.
Okay.
Yes, he has a show. It's called Dating 7. And, you know, I don't want to go on a show yet because, you know, the girl is going to shut it down. And
Definitely.
So I just want the show to just rock and ride out. You know, let him get his feel of all little ladies. Let him have his little fun. Because when I step up in the building, lights, camera, action. It's just me, A-Money, to the right, to the left, the front of him, the back of him. He's just going to fall out like, this is it, this is it. All the rap, he going to make a hit song off this.
Okay.
He's not here to defend it, but he should have been in the call. He should have been on call, but, you know, he's going through something right now. You know, he lost a friend. So let's support, show love to our, you know, people that's in our circle, our family. You know, we losing people every day, you know, to tragic deaths, senseless deaths.
Yeah.
You know, he just lost, I think, two people back-to-back. And, you know, he's feeling it right now. But I do appreciate him. He called in last night. He stayed the whole time. You know, so big ups to DJ 7 the Great. I thank my boy Dave Tolliver of Men at Large, my team Full Belly Media. I love the whole team. I love you all, Stephanie, Carl. Oh, my God, it's just so many. Six Size Music, Six Size Radio, Boss Lady, Hitmaker DJs. Oh, my goodness, I better not leave Troy Lyons out because he will have a fit. And, of course, I have to say the beautiful, the sexy Miss Lovely in the building, Munch After Dark, Suki, Tuki, Najula. What y'all want me to do? The Bassets, the Watsons, the Adams, the Hawkins. Y'all want me to keep going? I won't because it's all you got to do is money. You see us all. You see us all here on the A-Money Show. This is your girl, A-Money. Aisha K. Girl Simmons. I give it up to the Cakers, my cake family. They do big things as far as the charity side. Of course, they party hard. But, of course, we always are charitable. We had a book drive at McDonald's. We gave books away to the kids. When they just blasted out all the Easter baskets to the kids, they were jumping on buses, I'm told. I wasn't there, but I was there in spirit. You know, I donated candy. People donate to us. You know, our team, number one, go-getters,
yep.
Team leader James, yes, I love him. Thurston, our cake police, I love him. You know, it's so many in the family. You know, I have love. I have more love than I have hate. But, again, I tell you, again, my hate is what motivates me, that keeps me going through the day, that makes me do everything I need to do. It keeps me doing better to be better, and that's what makes me Aisha, cake girl. That's me. I have a caller online, and it is 585-205. Caller, how you doing?
Hi, Mama.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. Is this Kasha?
Yeah.
I love you, Kasha. Where is my baby?
Right here.
Oh, hi, Berlin. Grandma, miss you. I'm so happy y'all called in.
We call it her happy birthday.
Thank you so very much, Kasha. Everybody, this is my daughter, Kasha, and my grandbaby, Berlin.
Oh, I love the name.
And where's Big Face?
And Jackie's right here, and Giovanna.
Oh, Jackie has a daughter. They both had babies. They best friends, Jackie and Akasha, and they had babies around the same time. And Jackie baby is so pretty, and she has the biggest round face. So when I call her Big Face, it's a good thing. She is so gorgeous. But my nickname for her is Little Big Face. She is so pretty. So tell Giovanna I love her too.
Aww, say hi.
I heard that squeaky voice. That's Jackie. Jackie and Kasha got squeaky voices.
Tell Giovanna that said hi.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, dang, she sounded like her mama. So happy that everybody is sharing this day with me on the radio station today. I mean, we can't be there together. They're all over the 864-770-330-216-585. So many different area codes that call in, that's listening. My chat line is open as well for people who want to chat with me. I love you all. This is going to be, I'm going to play this, Jay-Z, Hard Knock Life. This is for my 716-585 callers. NYC, stand up.
Take the bass line out. Uh-huh. Here we go. Yeah. Let it bump. Driving some of the hottest cars New Yorkers ever seen. For dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard. From the dope spot with the smoke block, singing the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell was since when y'all niggas know me to fail. Fuck nah, we all my niggas with the rubber grip. Or shots. And if you with me, mama, rubble your tits. And whatnot. I'm from the school of the hard knock. We must not let outsiders violate our block. And my plot, let's take up the world and split it 50-50. Let's take the dough and stay real jiggy. Let's sip the Chris and get pissy-pissy. Flow infinitely like the memory of my nigga Biggie. Baby, you know it's hell when I come through. The life and times of Sean Carter, nigga, volume 2. Y'all niggas get ready. Niggas locked down in a 10x4, controlling the house. We live in hard knocks. We don't take over, we ball blocks. Burn them down and you can have it back, daddy. I'd rather that. I float for chicks wishing. They ain't have to strip to pay tuition. I see your vision, mama. I put my money on the long shots. All my ballers that's born the clock. No one will be on top, whether I perform or not. I went from lukewarm to hot. Sleeping on batons and cots, the king size. Green machines, the green fives, the steam pies. Let the thing between my eyes analyze life's ills. Then I put it down tight grill. I'm tight grill with the phony rappers. Y'all might feel we homies. I'm like still, y'all don't know me. Shit, I'm tight grill. When my situation ain't improving, I'm trying to murder everything moving. Feel me? Got a lot of beef, so logically, I pray on my foes. Hustle's still inside of me. And as far as progress, you'd be hard-pressed to find another rapper hot as me. I gave you prophecy on my first joint, and y'all all lamed out. Didn't really appreciate it till the second one came out. So I stretched the game out, extra name out, put Jigger on top, and drop albums non-stop for you, nigga.
sometimes we could do nothing. We are nothing. You have to go through something to get through something. So I embrace all of my knocks, all of my bumps, all of my bruises. I embrace them because it is what molded me into the beautiful, lovely, loving, business-minded friend, lover, mother, grandmother, oops, excuse me, not no grandma, G-mama, y'all know what it is that I am. I love you all. Again, you're here with me, Aisha K. Girl Simmons, A. Money, that's what they call me, and sometimes A.K.A. Reese Cub, no peanut butter in the middle, just Jelly Baby, that's my 716, gave me that number, that name. I love y'all. I give a shout-out to my sister, Lynn Day. Rest in peace, my mother-in-law, Daisy Simmons. Rest in peace to all my grands that I lost, uncles, cousins, whomever it is. I give it all up for everybody that's here, my fam. We know that everybody has lost someone a time or two in their life. But again, we know that God knows best. It's his plan. It's his battle. It's not our own. So please stay tuned. Rock with your girl on her birthday, A Money. You can call in, callers. My chat line is open, 347-633-9074, every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This is also my theme song to my new baby, my new business. It's called Thickums Entertainment. So listen to this. Check us out. This is how I roll.
Oh, yeah. I like this neo jazz. This is my ode to thickness. Yeah. She told me her name is Thickness. And as a child, she was despised. Kids were cruel and called her thunder thighs. In school, she was often ridiculed because of her voluptuous size. But now, she's full figure, fabulous, and grown. Sexy sister, big bone. Everything on her body is 100% real. No need for fake breasts, butt pads, surgery, or silicone. She has the type of curves capable of causing a car to crash. Carries herself with confidence and class. Her body shaped like an extra large hourglass. Men have been known to catch whiplash while watching Thickness walk past. She's every man's dream, walks with extreme self-esteem. Curvy and confident because she's a big bone beauty queen. And she told me, Kyrie, thick women don't turn heads, we break necks. And she no longer has a complex about her size because she's come to realize that no mirror could reflect the beauty that's on the inside. Besides, a woman's worth is not determined by her dress size or the weight she sees on the scale. So she's come to realize that she's a beautiful, bodacious, curvaceous female who wears her weight well. And thickness doesn't walk, she struts. And a full-figured feminine physique is what drives men nuts. And other women wonder how she attracts so many guys. It's in the arch of her back and the thickness of her thighs. And thickness went on to tell me that skinny is for punks. I replied, ain't no punk here, because I love a woman with some junk in the trunk and a big round derriere. Then thickness told me, once you go thick, you never go back to a stick. And I said, I know that's right, because a thick chick can get it real quick. And besides, only a dog wants a bone. And woman, your thickness stimulates my testosterone. And I don't care about those malnourished models that you see on music videos and TV shows, because all those size zeros and super skinny chicks need to sit down and eat a sandwich. Thickness, I love the fact that your size doesn't determine your worth. You are the mother of the earth, and I could care less about your girth. Because you are luscious, rubenesque, overflowing with sexy abundance and bountifully blessed. And I can't lie, you look so sexy in that Capri summer dress. Thickness, you're so curvy, confident, and chic. And I love the sexy feminine fashion that you purchased from the plus size boutique. And so what if you ain't petite? Thickness, I love your voluptuous physique. See, God designed you to be unique. So go ahead and smile in the face of those who used to criticize about how fat you were. Because now you're well-proportioned, soft, voluptuous, and spectacular. And I love the fact that you won't let society change your size. Because your thick hips and thighs make my manhood rise. See, I love to watch thickness dancing. She's not a brick house, she's a mansion. Her measurements are 38, 28, 40-something. That makes for a long night of happy humping. See, thickness realizes that sexy is a mind state. And her beauty isn't determined by the width of her waist. So when we go on a date, she doesn't hesitate to eat everything on the plate. And if she wants to lose some weight, I tell her she won't need a dietitian. Because I guarantee that she'll lose 5 pounds after we go 5 rounds in the kitchen. Yeah, thickness. Shout out to all the thick women in the world. All the women in Atlanta with curve appeal. The dirty South, New Orleans, Florida, Texas. All the sexy southern women. All the women on the East Coast, New York, Jersey. California, West Coast. Yeah, we got sickness out here. It ain't all Hollywood. This Kari, y'all, your favorite poet, has returned. Loving all the sick women. There ain't no loving like a big girl loving. Yeah.
Yo, what up? This Six Eyes. You're checking out the A Money Show.
I love Mary J. Blige. That is a good song. Love a Woman. I have a caller online, 864-595. How you doing?
It's me. It's the lovely.
Oh, how you doing? Your call dropped and you bounced back in?
Yeah, I was like, what in the world? Because it was a dead silence for a minute. I said, what is going on? Am I here?
But again, you back with your girl, Aisha K. Girl Simmons, of course, A Money. And you can call in every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 347-633-9074. Again, I'm giving all the support and love back to everybody that's supporting the A Money Show. I love you all for calling in, chit-chatting with me, even standing my girl Cupcake at times. Cupcake had to show out a little bit on DJ K-Ski, Hitmaker DJs, but it's a birthday, you know what I'm saying? We had my man Dave Tolliver in the building, and along with we did not have Seven.
Mm-hmm. We know where your mind's at tonight. Where is my boy? I'm going to need him to come on, because he's just acting up. Just for a brief moment, Seven, she is calling your name in place of other people.
I think I called somebody that earlier. I'm sorry, but hey, what could I say? You know, you know what it is. DJ Seven the Great. I might as well go ahead and put it on out there. Dating Seven. Anybody out there trying to get with Seven, trying to show him what type of woman you are, which is not going to work because I am the one shutting it down. Aisha K. Girl Simmons, A Money. Yes, I am. I got a caller online who wants to speak. 901-273. Caller, what it do?
What it is, sweet thing, is Seven the Great.
I knew it. My boy wouldn't let me down.
I had to chime in for a second. Hold on, what's that?
I don't know what it is. What did he do?
It's that voice, girl. It got you.
I felt the vibe, so, you know,
I felt
the vibe.
Dude, you shouldn't have felt the vibe. Your ears should have been on fire.
The show was about Seven instead of A Money, it seems like.
Yeah, you know I instigated, so don't get started.
You know, this is a favorite song of mine, too, because I'm over here blushing hard. I can't even take it. I'm not going to mess with me like that. I'm about to play this song for y'all. Cherish the Moment. I love this song. So Cherish the Moment, Seven, with your girl, Aisha K. Girl Simmons, A Money. You can call in 347-633-9074 every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Seven, you got the private line number. Call me at any time.
No matter how hard it's been.
even we can't be in places. Forget my troubles when you're around me. Even though it might look scary, yeah, yeah. I'm so happy that we kinda settled down, girl. Loving you is primary. I'm not concerned if the minimum wage is at an all-time low. You've all seen has debased our economy. I'm not overwhelmed with blue, even though it's sad. 'Cause after loving someone like you, wouldn't the world be so bad? No guarantees that this time will come again, baby. Oh, let's cherish this moment. Without these, our lips will meet quite like this again, girl. So let's cherish this moment. There are no guarantees that we will live as free as we are right now. Cherish this moment. No guarantees our love will drift like this again, girl.
Your girl A Money back again, and of course that was Kim with Cherish the Moment. I love that. That was not perfect, but again, you know, I'm not perfect. Isha has technical difficulties. I think, you know, that jittery, you know, that little thing you got
butterfly
going on with,
yeah,
and on
why
the
are
mind.
You so
and
jittery? Why are you so jittery?
You pause. It's like. My poise. Oh, what you laughing for, lovely? You on my side?
Let me tell you, cause I am on your side. But I'm gonna tell you, I like seeing you like this, and I'm gonna tell you why I like seeing you like this. Cause I know you smiling from ear to ear, even though you red in your face. So I think that's the best birthday gift of all. I'm just saying, you know. Seven, don't you agree? You
smiling on your birthday is definitely a good thing.
Woohoo! Thank you, Seven, for calling in and making my stomach hurt in a good way. giving me butterflies, all of that. So you know what? Again, I'm going to play this for you, Seven. It's Marsha Ambrosia's Butterflies. Y'all know what it do.
I love it.
Oh, yes. DJ 7 the Gray, you give me butterflies. Oh.
All you gotta do is just walk away and pass me by. Don't acknowledge my smile when I try to say hello to you, yeah. And all you gotta do is not answer my call when I'm trying to get through. Keep me wondering why we're lost. Bye.
Marsha Ambrosia with You Give Me Butterflies.
I like that. That was a nice one.
Say that. Say that.
What? What'd he say?
That is just a little saying that we have down in Memphis. Hey, now, say now. It's like when you like something.
Oh, okay. Teach, preach. Oh, wow, that is my jam, though, for real, for real. I love that song, and I haven't had butterflies in a long time, and I guess Seven got my stomach going. A Money Show.
I'm not doing it on purpose. I don't want you to get sick over Seven right now.
I'm not sick.
I don't know. That might be a good sick, Seven. She sound pretty happy to me.
Lovely. Pretty lovely time to start
something. What you talking about? It started way before me. Don't go there.
Ooh-wee.
Stop it, lovely. Oh, I've never been speechless. Like, wow. I'm glad you called in, Seven. You made my night.
Well, yeah, I had to call in. I told you to call in for your birthday. I hope you're having a good one, too.
I am. I'm having a good one. I'm thanking Lovely for waking me up early. I had technical difficulties. Lovely.
What kind of technical difficulties did you have earlier? That sounds like some real technical difficulty type talk.
Well, you see, what had happened was, go ahead.
Well, you know, I drank 3 wine coolers, Seagram's wine coolers. I took a nice bath. I had the candles lit and everything, my music playing. So, you know, I just wrapped in my towel, got in the bed, and was drunk as a skunk, and I fell out. Lovely didn't call me. I was like, what is that noise in my sleep? I was just hearing something. I looked over there and said, Lovely. I'm like, what is Lovely? You know, so I thank her for waking me up because I probably wouldn't be here talking to you now.
You must have had a real relaxing day.
It was.
Didn't you hear her say she was in that bath with the candles and the music going? You don't follow that up with wine coolers.
Yep.
Seven, you were missing. Seven, you were missing. You missed that moment.
Seven should have been right here with me.
I'm telling you, he missed that moment. That's all right, Seven. We're going to get you there.
I wouldn't have been
right,
sleeping.
Right. No, it's worth the wait, believe me.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have been. But again, I'm so happy that you guys called in to the A Money Show. This was my birthday show. I'm happy, thankful, and blessed at the same time. Callers call in 763-3907-4 every Thursday and Friday. This is the A Money Show. This is where we get in, make connections, make things happen.
What you? It's the big dog DJ K-Ski, hey? He's Chica Radio DJ. day. And right about now, the A Money Show DJ, and you're on the show, A Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons. All right? Let's go!
Yo, what up? This is Six Eyes. You're checking out the A Money Show.
VIP on May 18th, rocking with your girl, Aisha, K-Girl Simmons, and the Hitmaker DJs, Boot Mob, and several others, Snake Santiago's in the building. Come on down, lovely boss lady. It's going to be a blast. Stickums Entertainment, yes, Stickums Entertainment, presenting Beauty Bottles and Ballers Ball, May 18th, Dayton, Ohio. Yes, on Ludlow Street. Come on down. Tickets on sale now. Call in 716-940-2102. This your boy, Jamie Foxx. All said and done. Don't forget to follow your boy, DJ Seven the Great, Dating Seven. You can find him on YouTube. And when we come back, he will give you all his information. Holla! Thank you. Aisha, A-Money, Aisha K. Girl Simmons, and DJ Seven the Great is in the building.
Yo, 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 yo.
How did you like that?
Man, I love that.
That Jamie Foxx.
What record was that?
Jamie Foxx, When All Said and Done. Aisha's still going to be standing.
Oh.
Why you keep doing that? Oh, no, the A-Money show is going crazy because DJ Seven is in the building tonight.
Yo, I do what I can.
Woo, Lord. Say something. Move your lip. Say something.
Lovely over there giggling.
Lovely over here rolling on the floor. Y'all don't know.
My goodness. Like,
Aisha, I hate to say this, but I think Ski got you back without getting you back.
What'd he do?
For earlier. I think he got you back without getting you back. I'm pretty sure he's listening and laughing too.
Stop.
I guess. You put me on blast and she ain't saying that. I said, what am I supposed to say? I said, hey, whoa, wait a second.
In love with Lovely and everything like that. He's telling me he should tell Lovely, right, Seven?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on, what happened.
DJ Kasky, Hitmaker DJs, has a crush on Miss Lovely.
Okay, all right.
You know, but he don't want to tell her. He pillow talks with me.
Oh, man.
And so
and
I put him on
blast. Him on slap blast. I was like, oh, wow.
Wow.
I know. I was
where
like,
my
wow.
Man? Where he at? I need to call KSK and see what the business is.
Yeah,
you
need
to call
him
and get him.
That's
the key.
Charging his back. Yes,
he's sitting back and probably listening or something.
He probably is listening on internet radio. We got you, Kay. We got you. Lovely.
Yes.
DJ K-Ski is in love with you, girl.
Is that what that is?
Talk about it. Lovely.
I think I'm at the,
Yes. That's more than a crush.
Wow.
You
I want to know what you heard. Hold on. You got me nosy now.
Yo, you got a long ride coming from South Carolina in the car with that man.
I'm going to be
you
in
a
front
long
seat.
Ride. By the time y'all get here,
seat.
It will be a love connection.
You think so? You think he'll talk to me? I don't know. He might get kind of quiet.
No.
He might intimidate people up front.
No.
No, you don't think so, man. I'm
if
telling you.
If Chase get quiet, I'm going to trip. I will really, really trip.
Are you going to be in a car,
too?
He's
gotten quiet on me before. He's gotten quiet on me before. Seven.
You gonna be in the car too, Seven?
Seven is supposed to be.
What?
He said what?
When is this? You talking about the May?
Yes.
May
18th.
You left.
18th. It's depending on my itinerary, though. You know, I'm definitely gonna make the June event.
Uh huh.
But right now, I'm everything up in the air with my itinerary.
Almost had me leap off my feet.
But, you know, we did discuss that way earlier when I first found out about your ball. I definitely want to make it if I can. And if I can't make it, I'm not going to tell you. I'll let it be a surprise.
Oh, man, don't you listen. Mm-hmm. I'm telling y'all now, that one thing right there, don't do. Y'all going to embarrass me. Y'all going to
embarrass
me.
You?
Yes.
Seven, I think you should do it.
Don't do that.
Don't say a word.
You never know what Seven has up his sleeves, you know.
Don't do that. Please don't do that.
What? Oh, we need to. Come on, Aisha.
Oh, I got to know. You know, like, that's just
no,
too many.
No, you don't.
It's too many people there for y'all to do that.
You don't know that.
What too many people? What they got to do with anything?
That ain't got nothing to do with you and Seven, honey.
If he walks.
I know, right?
Because, you know, if he around all of them, all of us going to disappear anyway. So let's go ahead and admit that.
You can't disappear from the party, beauty bottles and bars, boy.
No, what I'm saying is you ain't going to see nobody else. People will be there, but you ain't going to be paying attention to us.
Right. This is what I'm telling you this. You know, my dress or my jeans might be a little tight, and I might just bust all up out of that.
No, you won't. You'll be all right.
Girl.
Not until necessary. We'll say, you won't do that.
We'll save the busing for later.
And she just got redder in her face as can be. I can just see it from here.
I had to.
That's a, you allowed that.
Oh, Lord,
okay,
help
good,
me.
Good.
Hey, this
yeah.
is A Money Show, and I'm crushing hard. I can't speak again. I'm not even going to say nothing. I'm just going to play something. This is the best night of my life. It really is. I got DJ 7 the Great on the line. My girl, my home girl, right hand girl, lovely, is on the line. My
yeah.
daughter, Latrice Little Mama. Rock with Jamie Foxx. Gorgeous. This is what I want. This is what I got. I do this on my own. But, of course, I'm looking for a man to share this with me. You know it. Get it, 7. Roll at 7.
I'm so lucky I found you, found you. God's missing an angel, cause you're right here. Beautiful skin and body, handsome night hair. Girl, don't you ever walk out of my life. Girl, you are gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Baby, you are gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Beautiful, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. You make
make us a snowman.
Let's do something romantic. Make love under the moonlight and planets and the stars. How they shine, but not nearly as bright as you and I. God's missing an angel, cause you're right here. Beautiful skin and body, handsome night hair. Girl, don't you ever walk out of my life. Girl, you are gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Gorgeous, all on you, girl. Let's
A-Money. Keisha Cole and your boy Tank. That was Tired of Doing Me off the album Calling All Hearts. And of course, again, you're with your girl Aisha K. Girl Simmons. Yep, that's me, A Money. I got DJ Seven the Great from the Dating Show, Dating Seven, as well as Lovely on the line. So, how did you like them songs, Seven?
It definitely gets you in a mood. I'm in a mood right now.
Right. I was thinking of giving him a lap dance. Like, I was like,
oh. That sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, DJ, stripper DJ and all, but, you know, this was going to be something different, a money lap dance.
Well, you know what? As long as I've been in the strip club business, I have never got a lap dance before.
What? That.
And people think I be playing bullshit. And I'm a real talk. You know, I never got a lap dance before.
Why?
You know, you have girls come and sit on your lap type deal because you know how they be crushing on you or whatever. You know, because you're the DJ or whatever. But as far as you know, some probably try to give me a lap dance, but it's just like you know. I mean. Me personally, being in the business, I never saw the purpose of it. Cause I mean, you know, I be wanting to smash. I'm like, yo, I don't need no lap dance. You know what I mean?
So this is a request from me. Let's keep that until A Money comes on the set. I got that lap dance for you.
All right, all right. I'm willing to enabler. I'll take one from you. You know, you're not in the business, so it's all good.
Yes, you know, I'm doing something a little different. I'm not hating on that. You know, I've never been to the strip club, but I've always wanted to go to a strip club with a male, you know, that I was dealing with or whatever, just to chill and have fun. It just never happened. Don't ask me why I wanted to, but it was something that I always wanted to do. But I got that lap dance for you.
Okay, dig that. That's what's up. I'll be waiting on that one.
I got the perfect CD in the whole nine. I'm going to have to keep you woke. Lovely.
I will be.
I'm here. I ain't with no one. I'm just, you know, quiet.
Lovely, I got to ask a question, though.
Okay.
Have you ever made a video, Lovely, and sent it to a man?
Me? What type of video? You know what? I'm going to be honest with you because Miss Lovely was married at one point.
Uh-huh.
And when I was married, my husband was in the military. And his first deployment, they sent him to Kosovo. So I, of course, packed his bags. And I packed a little something for him. That mug said, I'm so glad I was by myself because I was like, what the? Yeah, because you know you do that for your man. You know, you either way.
Okay.
And you know, now with these cell phones, boy.
I know, right? Let me tell you.
Throwing hammer.
I was having this conversation today with a male friend of mine. And, you know, I was asking him some questions, you know, about men and, you know, why they want you to do this and what's the purpose of this. You know, I know my own answer for it, but I wanted to hear from a male's point of view. And, you know, without him answering all of the questions, he was like, I'm going to send you a video and you just watch it and then call me back and then ask me a question. So let me tell you, he sent me this video. I'm thinking he finna send me a video of why I should send a man a video. Sent me a video of a lady, fine-ass lady, laying on top of an exercise ball, having oral sex with her fine-ass man, and I was like, what? And when I tell you they went through position after position, that ball worked, I was like, whoa. I was like,
you
okay.
You still got that video, don't you? Don't lie.
I mean, that's,
he sent
video,
you a porn out there, right?
And I was
that's
drunk.
All was. He sent you a porn.
What, baby?
I said he sent you a porno.
Yes, he did. But it was a classy type porno. It was good. It was. I don't like porn. I'm gonna tell you. I watched one porn and it just blew me away. And from point on, I was like, ugh. So everybody was like, you have to watch the right one. So I don't know. Seven, you like porn?
I love porn. I'm a porn connoisseur.
Whoa. So I guess you're gonna have to.
That
mug
said connoisseur.
So you heard
me.
Yeah.
I'm real talk. I'm like in sexually. I'm like in a whole different league.
Oh, Aisha, can I go there? No, never mind. I'm gonna be nice. Love
you. You know,
I'm
feeling that. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling that because you know it is time for a change, and I'm not making any changes unless it's with somebody that's worth it. I mean, it's lots of things that I would love to do that I haven't done with, you know, any males because I don't feel that they were worth it. You know what I'm saying? And so I know they would enjoy it, you know, coming from me. So I feel like this, if you're worth it, then I'm going to give it. If you're not worth it, then bye-bye now. But I'm
But, you
I'm
know, gonna, like if somebody's not worth it, then, you know what I mean, you shouldn't be, you know, having sex with them anyway. You know what I'm talking about? So,
right.
That's a waste of time.
But when you know me, I think sex is, you know, sex don't supposed to have no restraints on it. You know, you're two grown people, you know what I mean? And if you enjoying it to the fullest and you're doing everything to the max, then, you know, that's going to be the best sex ever. But if it's like some restraints, then, you know what I mean? And it's just like, ugh, you know what I'm talking about? It's just be like, oh, Lord, you know?
Here we go
sex
again.
Sex shouldn't have restraints on
it. So good.
That is not your stomach that time. I'm going to go there. I'm going to put it on blast.
Oh, wait.
I was comfortable. Y'all don't let me.
Okay, I love that answer. That was just like the perfect answer. And oh my goodness.
But you know, the funny thing about it, Aisha.
What?
Most men will not admit that. And what I love about growing up in Europe is everything was so open. And then I came here, I had to be deprogrammed a little bit because I realized there was certain stuff that I couldn't say or do.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
For certain people to connect like that, because they you know, it would be one person that's real open and then the other person kind of shut in, and that's not a good match. That won't work unless the other person is willing to open up.
Right.
You know, I know me personally, if a person ain't willing to open up, it's not going to turn me on, you know what I mean? And then it's just good night for the night, you know?
Right. You know what, I've never met anybody that, you know how you meet people, you know how we do, us women.
Yeah.
And I've never met anybody that I looked at that I just want to just have sex with that same night, that same day, really. Until like, this is real.
Oh, wow.
This is real shit, because it got me tripping, because when I heard the man's voice on the A Money show, I was like, damn, he's sexy. I don't even have to see his face. Damn. I was like, ooh, speechless. And so, you know, I couldn't wait till the show was over and go and find that Dayton 7 show. I was like, I got to see what he's working with. And when I saw him, I was like, oh, Lord, I didn't even see the show. I didn't see the ladies in it. I had to go back and watch it twice. Watch it three times. So I was just stuck on 7. I was like, oh, Lord.
Wow.
I'm about to catch a flight.
That was funny to me. That was funny. That discussion we had after she got to talk to you, that was interesting, yeah. To say
oh, my goodness. Like, I'm seriously, like, if nothing ever happens, you know, but the thing of it is that I'm glad I'm feeling this way. You know what I'm saying? And, oh, my goodness. Worth it, you know what I'm saying? 7 is worth these feelings that I'm feeling. Butterflies.
Wow. You got me over here just blushing, and I'm just, that's like, that's a hell of a compliment right there. And I
really
appreciate it. I really do. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. I can't wait till my stomach get out of knots.
Ladies, a question though. This is a question I always wanted to ask. But I asked a couple of ladies like back in the day, and I never understood this about sex and meeting somebody, and like a man can naturally have sex with a woman the first time that he meet her. You know, most men will. I don't know a man who wouldn't if he attracted to this lady. And the vibe is right or whatever, then if it's going down at night, he there. Well, why do women say that they got to get to know a person before they have sex with them? I never understood that.
You want
to
know why?
You have to get to know about a person.
Go ahead, Aisha.
In order to have sex with a person.
Well,
go ahead, Aisha.
Why I have said it up until DJ 7, the great. Reasons being is that sometimes you don't know the background of a woman. Like for myself, you know, as a child, I went through a lot of stuff that made me, you know, a little bit reserved and maybe have saved my life because, you know, I went through a lot. And as far as growing up and then being introduced to the life of dating or having boyfriends or whatever, I was, like, reserved, you know. So a lot of men that was really into me, I probably lost because I was just shied away from, you know, a lot of things that they wanted to do with me. And it was just like, you know, you can't really blame too many women for that because they just being cautious. And it's just something that's in them, you know, that happened, tragic or what have you, that makes them a little reserved. They got to go through something to get to something, you know what I'm saying? They already been through the bad parts. So now it may take just that one. It has to take just that one to show up on the scene that just wipe everything away and be like, she open for it all. You know, like how I'm feeling now, like.
Well, put it on out there, girl.
Well.
No, I can't.
This is the honesty A Money show tonight, folks. For those of y'all that are not tuning in, that are tuning in later, y'all missed it.
Yes, I'm going to have ask A Money a question. But, I mean, that's real. And then, you know what, I'm not really all that I used to, you know, be real, real shy. Like, I'm still shy, but some men wouldn't know that because, you know, I'll still interact with them. I'll still laugh. But inside, I'll be like, oh, my God, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think I'm going to feel that way around 7. Like, I feel butterflies, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't wait to hug him, oh, my God, and kiss him. And I hate kissing men because men do not know how to kiss. Like, but he just look like he's going to sop me up with a biscuit.
Oh, I'm an expert.
Look right here.
I'm good at what I do. I'm good. I'm just saying that. I'm good.
No way.
Not to brag, but I am.
If I'm anywhere around on that first introduction, all I can say is just wow.
Lovely. When
I'm gonna sit back with me a drink, and it's gonna be like a movie.
When I tell you, lovely, it's like when I saw his face. His voice already had me gone, but when I saw his face, and then I went through all his pictures, it was like,
I told you. I thought that would be a good look for you. I hate to say it, but I told you so.
You know what I'm saying? I had so much confidence. Like, I don't know what it is because I never felt this. You know what I'm saying? So he gave me confidence that I didn't have. Like, I was looking at his pictures. I probably would have been like, I'm not about to do that. I'm not about to be dealing with him. And look at all these girls, naked girls. But I had confidence. I was like, I see what you liking, and I was like, wow, look at that little ass he holding there, and look how he holding it. I just imagine what he going to do with all this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was looking out for you, Seven. Because I heard it when you got on the radio, I heard her voice shift. I said, Aisha, that's a good look for you. Go ahead. I had to instigate that a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. I'm going to tell you, because it's not many guys that I talk to and that I interview that I would say, okay, you know what? Yeah, you're a good look for my sister. I'll do that. I ain't got no issues with that and stand back and watch. Because when it comes to my fam, I'm sensitive. I used to tell you.
Real
I fight about mine. And we'll make road trips to fight about mine.
So,
hey, that's what's up.
Yep, so, you know, that was good. That was good. And I'm going to tell you something else, too, Sever, because the question you asked was another thing is about females. Females are more emotional than males are. And I know for me, my thing is I got to do the crazy test. I am not messing with you. Cause the one thing I don't do is stalkers.
Oh, my God.
I know that's right. I feel you on that.
I know.
I had a couple of stalkers myself.
Man.
For real, that's
like,
crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah,
for real,
I had to put some people on blast. I was like, look at what you done lost your mind. So I learned real quick, okay, you know, sit back and get to know this person a little bit. And if they cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, change your number.
Yep, that was crazy. Stalkers.
Yeah. So, you know, that's
so
another thing.
I had to let one go in 2010, but I didn't know that she was crazy. You know what I mean?
See?
But that's the thing, though, right? You know, sometimes I feel like this. I just go with life. You know what I mean? I go with the flow because sometimes you can even marry somebody and not know them. You know, to be 10 years later and you find out something about them.
Mm-hmm.
Type deal, you know what I mean? So I do pretty much go with my feelings and how I'm feeling at the time because, you know, you never know who's who and what's what when it comes down to the bottom of it, you know. But this girl.
This is true.
Ooh, man, she was like, I lay everything on the table, right? Like I always do. I'm a very honest person, you know. I let a person know about me, and if even if I don't want her to roll on, I'm still tell her about me so she can make that choice herself to either mess with me or not mess with me. And I've had some misses, you know. People like, nah, it's okay, and I'd be like, man, I really wanted her though. But I think honesty is the best policy because. With that lying and deceitfulness and fooling people, they just—I ain't been good at it anyway. So anyway, this chick, you know, I put everything on the table. Like, yo, we can kick it, we can do this, we can do whatever. But I'm not ready for a relationship right now. But you know, we can do, you know, the friendship thing and the friends with benefit thing if that's what you want to do. And I talked to a lot of girls. I talked to different girls. And mm-hmm. so she was like, yeah, I'm cool with that. It's nothing, you know. And I said, you know, you stay doing you. You know, if you dating other guys, go ahead and date the other guys, you know. And our time is our time. I'm not jealous like that. You know, you do you. So about 3 months into it, man, she went and lost her mind. She lost
Seven,
her
I
mind.
Seven, I think it's something you did. I don't think she just lost her mind naturally. See, what had happened was you got chick wide open, and she realized nobody else going to take her there.
But I'm in the beginning, I'm telling her, if you start developing feelings, or if I start developing feelings, we should sit down, we should talk about it and see what we're going to do, whether we're going to keep going or whether we're going to stop. I guess she was developing feelings, but she never told me. So whenever it came out, it was just like Armageddon. It was just crazy. It came out in a real crazy way.
That's terrible.
So I'm like, yo, little mama, I'm going to slow down on you, you know, because, you know, you're getting two out there, two outrages, you know. And she was like, you ain't going to never slow down on me type deal and woo 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 and all this. And I was like, man, I need to stop. So she was like, well, look. I think I had some little clothes, insignificant clothes of hers or whatever that she was never gonna probably wear again anyway type deals. But she was like, I want my clothes and stuff like that. So I was
gotta
like,
mail
clothes.
Them to her in a box.
She was like, don't you
what
want
I have
clothes?
Done
I
a like that. I mailed him
crib.
And stuff.
I had like the T-shirts and shorts and stuff over there. And she was like, do you want your clothes? I was like, no, you can have that. You know what I'm saying?
See, never leave your items. Males, I'm gonna tell you that. Seven, I'm gonna tell you that. Don't leave your items unless you know, and you know for sure.
Oh, wait, yeah, right. Because the things that I left over there though was insignificant. It was something that I could deal with. After I told her, no, I want it back. You can't have it. It's like little T-shirts and little jeans or whatever, you know. So I met her outside her crib. And I wasn't gonna go in because she was already talking about calling the police on me and. She gonna make up something and this and that and the other. The old girl came out there with a knife and you know and just crazy stuff. And yeah, and I was like, yo. So I talked her down and calmed her down and you know said we may just need to be friends or whatever and start over. But after that, I got to the crib. I was like, look, man, don't call me no more. You know. So she started sending me texts and cussing me out and this and that and the other and talking about that she gonna kill herself and
oh Lord,
I mean some real crazy stuff. And I was like, yo, I still say those text messages though because I'm like, if anything happened to this girl and police come around, I got all these crazy texts. Like, look, I ain't do nothing to her.
Right.
She was just off the chain. But I think my biggest mistake was this. And I love that. I think you're right about women are emotional
mm-hmm.
because a man, especially like me, I can go out and kick it. I can go out and do it. I guess it seems like the boyfriend, girlfriend thing. Like I can go to the movies, go to dinner, go out to have fun. And I can do all that without catching emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I eventually probably will catch emotions, but I think that that's what she was looking at, too, is that we did all this boyfriend-girlfriend type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And laying up and, you know, and spending the nights and stuff like that, which didn't bother me, but it bothered her. And I didn't know that, though. That she would have told me off top, like, yo, I'm catching these feelings, then I would have stopped spending the night.
Right.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. With females, a lot of times, and this is a sad state of affairs, a lot of times we don't realize what we're feeling until something shifts. And then you'd be like, dang, something hit me as a ton of bricks. Because I'll tell you, my last boyfriend that I had died in a car accident.
Hmm.
And we had never discussed really our feelings, even though he knew. I didn't have to say a lot because he was real good at that. He could read me real well, which kind of sometimes ticked me off. But other times it was helpful. And the last time that we had spent together was the week before. He came over, and it was real weird because he stayed well into the day, and I'm looking going, okay, well, what's going on? I love to get up and do the normal things because my son wasn't here. I got up and I made breakfast, and I was in there cooking, and, you know, he just kind of stood there and just looked at me the whole time. And I was like, are you all right? He's like, yeah, I'm fine. He's like, you didn't have to do that. I said, I did it because of the simple fact that you've been here all night. You didn't eat anything when you got here, and it's well into the day, so I figured you're just kind of hungry. So just sit down and eat with me. But we had a discussion the day before he had his car accident, and his question to me was, you know, whenever you having issues and things like that, why come you don't ever say nothing to me? So I kind of tilted my head, looked at him, because he was on the road a lot. He was a musician, and he was like, I'm never there when you have an issue. So I didn't say anything. I just kept looking.
Wow.
And the next day, you know, I went into work, had an awesome day at work and everything, and they told me, they said, we need you to log off the phone. And I said, you need me to do what? But I was already looking on the news, and I saw the front of his car, and my heart just dropped because they said one person dead in a head-on collision.
Oh,
so I took a deep breath. And I was at work, and I said, God, I can't lose it here, because if I lose it here, I can't get home. So my friend, my best friend, came to the house, and she said, you never admitted it, but you were in love with that man. And I just looked at her, and I was like, wow. Because a lot of times, as females, if you haven't had that experience, you're not going to know till something shifts. And with something shifts, you're like, oh, because me, I'll catch myself. I'll be like, oh, hold up, wait a second.
Uh-huh.
Go get in the mirror and be like, all right, lovely, I need you to bring it back. You know? So,
but I think if old girl would have told me something, then it probably would have been different. You know what I mean? I probably could have sat back and thought about it and kind of scoped things out. And then
when she
just lowered the boom on me and it just went crazy, and then it was like the point of no return. I can't even think about you. You know what I mean? So.
Good Lord.
You know, if she would have just let me know something, then I probably could have thought about it and be like, well, you know, she like this, she like that, and work out some little quirks or something that I didn't like. And, you know, it probably could have been different, but, you know, I think you should always tell somebody the way you feel. But, I mean, your example is a sad, tragic example, but he probably knew it, you know what I'm saying? But I think that a person should tell a person. You know what I mean?
Yes, we should always be able to express feelings. I learned that along the way. Like, now it's easy for me to express my feelings, whereas before, you know, I'm not an argumentative type of person. So if a man got something on his mind and it looked like he want to argue or whatever and raise his voice to me, I get me a little seat, cross my legs, and look at him like he crazy, because I'm not going to argue with you. I feel like we should be able to have a civil conversation. I went through that all my life as a child, and I feel like any man who loved me and respect me would not have to do that. Of course, we're not going to agree on everything, but there's no need to just stand up there and cuss each other out, you know, to the white meat. And after that, lay down and bump and grind. No, that's not going to happen, you know. You can sit back and tell me what you don't like, you know, what you don't approve of or whatever, and we still agree to disagree. And that's just it. The tragic, I'm sorry that happened to you. You know, I'm really sorry that happened to you. I lost my son's father at least. I mean, I wasn't dating him or nothing like that, but he was the best man that I've ever had in my life. Like, I can honestly say he was the best that I've ever had, you know, with every situation. Only thing about him, he just liked pussy. He didn't care what it was, anything. And he knows for a fact he just going to come home and lay down with the one he loved, but he just had to have him some other flavors. And, you know, I took it up to the point where when I had my baby, I was like, you know, it's all or nothing. You telling me it's all, but I don't see it. You know what I'm saying? He's telling me one thing. And that situation made me strong in my every. So that's why I'm like, I know what I want. If I can't have it, it's no need to chase it. So, you know, and it's no need for them to chase me if it's not what I want. You know, sometimes men can be very persistent too, and you telling them one thing, nah, that's not it. Women not the only ones. Men do that shit.
Oh, no. Man,
they do
that. Let me tell you, a friend of mine got a picture of a pit bull walking behind a chihuahua, and he put on the caption, he said, "This is for y'all thirsty Negroes. This is just how the females be feeling with y'all behind them on their inboxes." Boy, I died. I was on Facebook dying today. I used to have to see that picture. Seven, you had to see this picture. I looked at the picture. I said, "This boy is stupid." He said, "Sit y'all thirsty tails down somewhere."
That's a good one.
That was a real good one, because I'm looking, I said, "Oh, look at the little cute chihuahua." So I look behind it. I said, "What is that?" I said, "Look at this big pit bull here." I said, "Oh." So I look up and see the caption. I told him, I said, "You was wrong for that."
Man, I know that down here in Memphis, I don't know if it's other places. I think it probably is, but I know it's bad down here in Memphis, because I got some homeboys that was like this. Like, you know, they try to get at a lady. And the lady turned them down, and then, you know, they cuss them out.
Mm.
So, like, bitch hoes, I never understood that. I told one of my homeboys, "Yo, what is you doing? Why are you doing that?" You know what I mean? Because she turned you down. Mm-hmm. You probably could have got her. She probably started to see how you was. You know what I mean? You probably could have got her and, like, okay, you know, probably ran into her again next week or something, and she could have said a change of mind or something, a change of heart. Mm-hmm. And I just like, yo, man, these, you know, I feel the ladies on that aspect when a dude trying to get at them and they turn them down, and then now all of a sudden they got to cuss them out of their bitches and hoes and all this type of shit. I mean, in front of everybody. I mean, like, you can be crowded, you know what I mean? It's just like, damn, dog.
Well, one thing I love about that is when they show that, well, okay, you show me your true colors, and you ain't never, ever, ever,
right,
ever, ever
this is
got to even wonder what the color of my undershirt is, because you'll never see it.
And then,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah, it's crazy, because I've been turned down before, and it, like I said, I've experienced that, you know, disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, I mean, okay, cool, you know, this was up, you know. And then, like, the next week or whatever, I see this person again, and they'd be like, "If you remember me, or I was just going through something at the time, or, you know," and we end up being friends if nothing else, you know what I mean? And, you know, I just, foolish shit, I don't like ignorant shit. I really can't stand no ignorant shit.
Right.
Well, no, I don't do that either. I tell them, I said, I break out in hives.
I had
don't
to.
Don't do drama.
In order for me to fall in love again, I had to do this.
I can love you. I used to do it for the love a long time ago, and all I ever wanted was love. I used to love without fear a long time ago, and all I ever wanted was love. Then somebody came around and tried to hurt me, tried to make me feel like I was unworthy. Took your pure love and tried to make it dirty. Choose the words, they never did deserve me, no. I had to lose myself so I can love you better. Had to lose myself, had to lose myself so I can love you better. Lose myself in love, and that's just the way it is. Couldn't tell me I was in love when I needed it, when all I ever wanted was love. Should have told me I was worth receiving, but all I ever wanted was love. There's something local about the selflessness it takes to give love and the good that it made you. True love can never really forsake you. I'm
than I've ever been to hurt. Gonna stay, but I've never been to disturb. Hold on, I think I'm just 10 words. I'm a hero, restore myself.
Girl Simmons, and that was Marsha Ambrosia, Lose Myself. Now, let me tell y'all why I love that song, why I played that song. Reason being is, it wasn't that I lost myself to love a man. I had to lose myself to love me. Like, I had to start all over, mold me, put myself on the potter, and find out all the little bad stuff I need to kick out. So, therefore, I made myself better. So, therefore, when somebody comes along who appreciate me, I will be able to love myself more and then enjoy them along with that. It would be equal. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it was a lot of things I had to do with myself. And then 7 came along, you know what I'm saying, and gave me butterflies. What the
That mug gave you more than butterflies. You butterflying, blushing, flashing.
All right. Okay. I'm up here like, okay, this is my homie. That's going to be my homie right there. We're going to chill. We're going to chill. Body. And then the butterflies was like, I got to kiss those lips. Like, yeah. Like, he said he ain't kissed in a while. Let me be the first in a while. Let me be the first.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while since I kissed a woman. So, you know, it will be on reserve for you right now.
Yes, put it on reserve. On reserve. My lip gloss will be popping. My lip gloss will be cool.
That's when you break out the good Mac right there. You be like, oh, see, this is worth this $40 lip gloss right here. Hey, let me stop.
I'm going to tell you, I gloss, and I got to get this because, you know, I'm trying to smack 7 with mwah.
Hey, bring it on. I'm ready. Believe that. I'm ready.
We got 3 minutes and 25 seconds on the A Money Show. I enjoyed y'all. This really, y'all really don't know. My heart is overwhelmed. I enjoyed this show today. It was all love, family, and oh my goodness, and fans. You know, somebody told me do family and fans and leave the friends alone. You will go a long way, A Money, because you give too much. You too kind-hearted, and when it comes to friends, they take advantage of you. As Dave Tolliver of Men at Large was saying today on the show, I had to sit back and had to be really quiet when he said that because it really touched me. But, you know, it's like, I can't change me. You know, I love everybody. I even love those that don't like me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, either they're going to ride my coattails eventually, and like Kay Ski say, eventually they're going to come to you and ask you for something. And don't turn them down. Do it anyways, because they're going to come to you, and they're going to have to ask you for something. So, again, put that on reserve, DJ Seven the Great of the Dating Show.
Gotcha, baby. Gotcha.
What?
Okay, I got you, baby.
Say baby again.
Baby.
That girl gonna be giggling the rest of the night when she get off of here, boy.
You know?
Y'all already know. Y'all already know. You know, I blush every time I see his name. It say DJ Seven the Great, and his picture come across that screen on my iPhone. I'll be like, oh, I can't answer yet. Oh, it's text. Yeah.
That's what's up. I enjoyed the show too. And once again, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. And you got to learn a little bit else about me. But I could say, Ashley, you need to get that exercise ball, because I see it going down.
That's all right. That's your birthday gift. I got one here at the house still in the box.
You do?
So I will put that in the mail.
Maybe I'm just thinking something else. I don't know.
Yeah, you think? Yeah. Seven, I'll email that to you.
I will email that to you.
Look, I even got a still shot. I will email that to you.
My goodness.
Well,
that,
hey.
Like, I was open. I was like, oh, my God. Where is DJ Seven now? Where, oh, where can he be?
I got something to send you, too, Aisha. I got something to send you.
You got something to send me?
Yeah. So
when?
Probably tomorrow. Either tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
I got the private line, though. I'll text it to you.
Okay. Okay, I'm waiting.
Well, you see, I should giggle, boy. You giggle like you was 16 again. I like that. I like
that. Girl, how you know?
Because
when I was 16, that's when I got, I liked this boy named Kevin Brown. When I was 15, he gave me my first roses, yellow dozen roses. My mama let me get in the limousine to go to a concert. And we're going to end it on this note, the A-Money Show. I love both of you to the fullest, my family and my friends.
Guys.
A-Money Show.